Anti-government protesters and police are once again fighting in Ukraine's capital Kiev following a night of unrest that already left as many as 130 people injured. Protesters throw rocks and stun grenades while police respond with tear gas. The violence has seriously escalated Ukraine's political crisis, which has been marked by 2 months of largely peaceful rallies where priests prayed for demonstrators who want closer ties with the European Union. The clashes come days after President Viktor Yanukovych pushed through a tough anti-protest law that significantly increased fines and imposed jail terms for unauthorized street protests. Yet the government has blamed protesters for the violence. "We can no longer say that this is a peaceful protest," says this government spokesman. "They tried to break through the police cordon. They used sticks, tear gas and explosives. They were throwing stones at police. 3 buses were vandalized. One of them was burning." However, opposition leaders point out that tens of thousands of people peacefully demonstrated Sunday at Kiev's Independence Square. The European Union is concerned about the situation. On Monday, the 28-nation bloc's foreign ministers urged Ukraine's government to scrap new anti-protest legislation, which they said limits freedom of expression and the holding of peaceful protests. Amid mounting pressure, President Yanukovych pledged to negotiate with opposition leaders and that a cross-party commission would be set up on Monday to try to resolve the crisis. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.